على آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، يقول الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وأزواجكم قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and glory to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector and control of every single thing exists. Peace and salvation be upon our beloved master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family members, companions, upon every single brothers and sisters who followed and who is following sunnah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I would like to remind myself and each and every one of you with a wasiyah that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to emphasize in every khutbah: ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, live every moment in our life with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and all of you the life of taqwa, life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting from us. My respected brother, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very fair and just. Allah will give us many opportunities as possible in our life for us to rectify our life and get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometime, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, we become so unfortunate, we don't realize, we don't recognize, we don't understand, these are the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending towards us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, He tests that person. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test him to such level that he is going to be purified in this world before he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my respected brother, we all know at the moment as a ummah, as a Muslim community in the world, the ummah, the nation, we have reached 2 billion in number. The Muslim population in the world is 2 billion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed and He have chosen amongst 8 billion world population, 2 billion to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to claim that Allah is our Rabb, and to declare that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our final message. But my respected brother, it is just a statement generally, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, many of us, it is generally just a statement alone. Do we commit or do we follow the statement with our commitment and action? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return is expecting from us that when we say, I am Muslim, when we call ourselves, I am a believer, when we attach ourselves, say that I am a believer who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in day of Qiyamah and I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that resembles
That should be expressed through our actions. It should come out in our actions. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum. None of you will complete their faith, or none of you will have faith until I become more beloved to them than anything else in this world. حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. My respected brother, in this world, sometimes we are pressured to do certain things based on fear. Fear, it drives us to do certain things. Sometimes we do certain things not based on fear, based on love and hope and desire. We love something and our desire is so high and we think, okay, through that I'm going to be success. Each and every one of us going behind success. Each and every one of us going behind happiness. Each and every one of us, we are looking for contentment. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed us with Iman and Islam. Going to only find contentment and happiness in Iman and Islam. We're not going to find contentment, happiness, success anywhere other than loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and loving our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the moment, as Ummah, individually we are tested, Allah is testing us so that we remember this and we come back. If you have been tested in our family, we need to always say, okay, what? Am I getting back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I remembering him? And my heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, my respected brothers, we become so neglectful. We come to masjid, we perform salah, we say Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest. But our mind and heart is somewhere else. Our mind and heart is somewhere else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us this month of Ramadan. In Taraweeh, sometimes it becomes so tradition. We come, we pray, and it's okay. I'm done with 8, I run. I'm done with 20, I run. It's not about your praying. It's not about the number.
It's not about the number. How much you are able to connect yourself. It is a time for you, for us to train.
And connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our heart, does it find peace and comfort in salah? Are we finding solution? When we say Allahu Akbar, go to sujood and come out, are we finding solution for our problems? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا حَزْبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزِعَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. When there is any situation, if the wind is blowing harder, anything, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to rush to salah until the condition is rectified. So we need to find the peace. We need to find solution in our salah. If you are not finding solution in our salah, if you are not finding peace in our salah, if our hearts are not connected in salah, my respected brothers, where are we going to expect our heart to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? While we in the bazaar, Allah is the greatest. My respected brothers, we have been afflicted with a disease. That is, we are afflicted with the disease of love of this world. Love of this world. Love of this world. Love of Allah and love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and love of this world doesn't go along together. Either it has to be one of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts. Month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us so that we purify our hearts and we fill our hearts with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kul in kana," if your parents, you see, my respected brothers, loving your parents is part of deen, remember.
We need to love. Anishkuru li wa li walidayhi. Be grateful to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, and parents. And loving your children and taking care of it, it is deen, religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting from us. Loving our own brothers and family, it is part of deen, part of our religion. But my respected brothers, if love of our parents, children, brothers and family and spouses becomes above Allah, then it becomes problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then expect hatta ya'tiya amrullah. Wait for Allah's command. My dear respected brothers, we love them because Allah has taught us and Allah has told us to love them. Allah has taught. When it comes to our life, my respected brother, it's a very temporary life. It's a very temporary life. It is sunnah, according to some narration and our fuqaha, to read two surahs in Salatul Jum'ah. Suratul Jum'ah and Suratul Munafiqun. According to us, Suratul A'la and Suratul Ghashiyah. If you see in Suratul Munafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains one thing. It's reminding us what? We cannot be like hypocrites. Hypocrites, they claim themselves to be Muslim for their worldly benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect. May Allah protect us. For worldly benefit. They don't understand. They don't understand. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina and all the tribes in Medina gave sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the leadership, they accepted. Some of the munafiqun said, you know, the honorables, the respected people in Medina have gone away and disrespectful, the disgraceful people have come in. Allahu Akbar. لِيُخْرُجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلْ وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to their heart. Allah responds to them. It says that they will never ever understand the honor, respect and dignity belongs to Allah and Allah's Rasul and believers, my dear. And believers. We need to try to understand under which category, where does my heart, am I doing these things for worldly benefit? For worldly benefit. It's a temporary world. And then in the last part of Surah Al-Munafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O believers, don't make la ayyuhalladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah. Your children, your wealth, your family should not keep you away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that should bring you towards the dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Your wealth, when Allah bless you with the wealth, you must say Alhamdulillah and you must be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that should bring you to the dhikrullah. It should not keep you away from dhikrullah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. The one who does that, if their wealth or family keeps them away from dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the losers. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on, says, أَنْفِقُوا, spend the wealth that I have given you. أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, spend what I have given you. My dear respected brothers, month of Ramadan is month of spending. When we spend, we have to have firm conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I came to this world without a single cent. I didn't even have clothes to wear. Everything is given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't even have a piece of clothes to wear. Allah says, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, from the risk that we have provided you. Before مِنْ قَبْلِ أَيْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, before the mouth, death comes to you. صلى الله عليه وسلم كان أجود الناس, is the most generous person, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in Ramadan, he was much more generous than in general. He used to spend his wealth, give everyone. My respected brothers, this is the opportunity for us to spend and reconfirm, recommit our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, and spending on my family. Wallah, and spending on my brothers and sisters. And spending on my community. And spending on your path for causes. Sometimes we don't understand. We're just going around, 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 and we think this is life. We think this is life. We go around and round. Sometimes it's too late. Later on, after 50, 60, 70 years, you sit and you realize, I have been just going around in one circle. I've been just going around in one circle, looking for happiness, looking for contentment. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept contentment, happiness, success in dhikrullah, in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us again so that we get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ummah, the Muslim ummah has to get back. The Muslim ummah has to get back. The qiyamah is getting closer. Shay'un azim. What have we prepared? My respect, if we have not done anything, at least if each and every one of us, without fear, if we can tell that I love Allah and Allah's Rasul, that's sufficient. That will protect you in day of Qiyamah. One young Sahabi came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mata sa'a, when is the day of Qiyamah? When is the day of Qiyamah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him in response, asking him, what have you prepared for the day of Qiyamah? What's the preparation? Sometimes we are so excited. What is the preparation we have done? This young man was very honest. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have not done anything much. I have not done anything much. But he very firmly, confidently, the young man said one thing. وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. But one thing I can say, Ya Rasulullah, I love Allah and Allah's Rasul. Can we say that? You know what did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say anything. He said, if so, أَنْتَ مَعْمَنْ أَحْبَرْ. You will be with the one who you love. Allahu Akbar. Our hearts have to crave on Yawmul Jum'ah. Yawmul Jum'ah is a day that we try to connect ourselves with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by sending more salawat. Yawmul Jum'ah, that we need to send salawat as much as possible, because Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested us to send salawat upon him. And he said the best of the day is Yawmul Jum'ah. You send more salawat upon me. Akthiru alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, as ummah, each and every one of us, we cannot rectify the whole world, but we can try and concentrate and rectify ourselves. We can try and rectify our family. See, sit together and see how we, our direction, how are we heading to? As a family, what are we prioritizing in our life? Are we just running around, or we are just being consumers in this world? Oh, we are prioritizing and investing every single second. What is happening to Ummah? What is happening in Palestine for the last 70 years, my respected brothers? Why aren't the Ummah is waking up? Why aren't we waking up? Why aren't we waking up? And we have so many reasons and excuses, but at least we can make dua. Do we bleed inside in pain? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith, for the entire Muslim ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave example as for one whole body. For one individual. If any part of your body is aching, your whole body will be suffering with fever and pain because some part is aching. Do we have that feeling? Do we have that feeling? For how many years there is war in Yemen? Every time we see children are starving, children are starving there. For how many years there is war in Syria? This is not always, you know, sometimes we look at, oh, every war, we look at someone outside. No. The Ummah themselves, we ourselves, we are divided and we are fighting one another. The war in Yemen, war in Syria, it's not anyone else from outside that we are fighting. We are destroying. What is happening in India? What is happening in Pakistan? What is happening in Pakistan? You go around and see. Biggest Muslims, biggest nation, India, big population, 120 million odd Muslims. Pakistan, big population, how many million Muslims? My respected brothers, the problem is that our hearts are not connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are not connected with Allah, we will not be connected with one another. If our hearts love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will love the entire humanity. Are we loving that? Are we being the ambassadors of peace? Or ambassadors of justice? Are we making dua? Just we are happy, alhamdulillah. We came this part of the world and you think, alhamdulillah, everything is fine. We're happy. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us. You will have a duty. In this part of the world, if you're a citizen of this country, you have a duty, at least you can talk. You can talk to the people who are representing you all to intervene in the affairs of this world and try to rectify and bring sulh. Rectify and bring sulh. Are we doing that? What is happening in many parts of African countries? The Muslim Ummah itself, we are divided. Muslim Ummah itself. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps sending reminders to us. The earthquake in Syria and Turkey, it's a reminder for us. It's a reminder for us to get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every test that Allah is sending, you know, us in this world, there is a mercy in that. What's going through in Palestine, there is a mercy. But we need to see, how can we rectify this situation? People are becoming shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving people. Yes, fine. But you have to die with iman. You have to die while you are trying to rectify the situation. My respected brothers, how many Ramadan has passed? How many Ramadan has passed? And every Ramadan, when it comes to Masjid al-Aqsa, every Ramadan we have an issue. Every Ramadan. And we get so excited. Get so excited. It's not only the other side is corrupt. The people in our side also corrupt. We don't know that. People in our side, the politicians who call themselves Muslims, who say themselves that we are here as a freedom fighters, everywhere there is corruption. Why is that? My respected brothers, we do not really have the iman, the faith. And one day I have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is going to question. Allah is going to question. So my respected brothers, what little bit that we can do, we have to take that step. What we can do, first we rectify ourselves. Looking at the Ummah, we make istighfar. We make istighfar. This month, the month of istighfar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, until there is a people, there's a group of people amongst us who make istighfar, Allah's punishment will not come down. So we need to do istighfar a lot. وَهُمْ مُسْتَغْفِرُونَ Until they are making istighfar, I will not test. So we need to make istighfar. Astaghfirullah, Rabbi ighfirli. Allah, please forgive us. And as has to be sincere istighfar. Remember, brothers, it's not just saying astaghfirullah. It has to be sincere. It has to come from our heart. So that's number one. Number two, what? This month of Ramadan, we need to try and make use of it so that we spiritually purify ourselves. Spiritually, we try to connect ourselves. Try to become a better person, better believer, who can live for akhirah. The love of dunya, take it away. In Surah Al-Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting forward a challenge to the Jews. فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. My respected brothers, the same challenge Allah is putting in front of us as well. If we are truthful, we should hope Allah. We should hope and wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us. We should hope for a good death to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And Allah Himself say, وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. They will never ever wish death because they know what they have sinned. If we are not, we have come to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we are not ready to meet Him, there is something wrong. Every Yawmul Jum'ah comes, we must say, Allah, if you have written that I should die, Allah, make it that on Yawmul Jum'ah I should meet you, Ya Allah. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me the death in Madinatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make my end husnul khatima in the moment when I am grateful to you, Ya Allah. Because that is the biggest gift Allah can give. Maut is a tuhfatul mu'min. So our heart, we need to see that. Connected in month of Ramadan, if it's connected, we will wish when the heart is peace and content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah should call us. May Allah grant all of us a beautiful death that all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the pious people, how they have ended this life. My respected brother, make dua for the people who are going, whatever suffering, what is happening in all over the world, we make dua. Dua is the weapon, biggest weapon Allah has given us. And for our dua to reach up, I told you, my respected, we need to rectify our affairs. Our dua to reach Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to rectify our affairs. Without rectifying our affairs, that dua will not reach up, my respected. And then, whatever possible way, we contribute. How we contribute? Verbally. If we can, you know, if we can lobby, our government to intervene, we should do that. Why are you sending an email? Nobody's going to... You can just peacefully send an email and request. Well, you don't need to go. Our people are very quick. We are very excited. Oh, we're going to have a protest. Go in the street and scream. It gives you a good feeling. That's it. You say, Allahu Akbar, you feel a good feeling. In front of everybody. But my respected brothers, you need to feel that when you say Allahu Akbar in Salah. Not in the protest. Right? This is so excited day. But my respect, be proactive. Right. You can bombard the entire space. Entire space by sending so much of email in the productive way. By being doing that, that will become very strong message. Strong message though. And then whatever wealth you can contribute in a proper channel, because our wealth should not be misused, and with the proper channel we should contribute. So my respected brothers, it is our responsibility and duty. We work for justice. We are here for peace. It's remember, my dear brothers. If someone else, if the Muslim Ummah is oppressing a non-Muslim community, it is our duty to speak against that. Remember that. It's not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first verse in the Quran was revealed about the war battle. You know, tonight is going to be the 17th night of Battle of Badr. Battle of Badr, we remember. Battle of Badr is the first battle which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differentiate between the Haqq and Batil. Haqq and Batil. And a tribe, when the Quraysh attacked a tribe, they were not Muslims. But that tribe were in covenant with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had an agreement. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared war against the Quraysh. Not because you see, it's sometimes it's political, but then we have to obey. We have to have the international law, international human rights, international law on all that. It is all Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first declared those things in Medina. Human rights were introduced to the world by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Political rights of every individual were declared by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's nothing new for us. So my respected brothers, let us try in this month of Ramadan. We make a change in our life. We make change in our family, inshallah, in our community. And inshallah, as a ummah,
worldwide, inshallah. Our contribution will become a change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and you the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in order to reach the night of Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. Last few nights of the day, maybe another one Jum'ah, one of the last two Jum'ahs remaining for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.